Hello, hello? Okay. You have heard, can you mic me up with this mic? Thank you so much, Mr. Luis. You have heard enough information today to build a gigantic organization. You have built, yes, you have, yes, you have. You've been gifted enough pearls of wisdom to transform your life and many lives around you. Dr. Corey Gold and Tom Chenault have given you the keys to success. But there's still something that's missing, right? Oh, yeah. There's still some people that are going to listen, but it's not going to penetrate. There's still some people that are going to go and come back next year, and their business hasn't grown.
Not an ounce.
Not an ounce. And it's going to be very frustrating. So this message today is going to be for you right now. Please give Dr. Corey, my mentor and my dear friend, a huge round of applause.
All right. Kill it.
Okay, everyone, we're gonna do an exercise. Could you put some music on? Just a little bit of music. Could everybody stand up for just 1 second, please? Everybody stand up for just 1 second. Hello, hello? Oh, there we go. Can everyone stand up for 1 second? Can we get a little background music? Thank you so much. Everybody, who would love to have a gigantic organization? Who would love to walk into a room like this every Wednesday night and Saturday morning, and this is your business opportunity meeting? No, seriously, who thinks about that? Who dreams about that? Who's like driving and you're like, man, if only... Okay, it's going to happen, okay? It's going to happen. A little bit lower, a little bit lower. It's going to happen. But you need, you know, words create worlds. Oprah Winfrey said that one day. Words create worlds. Yes or no? As we learned yesterday from Porcupine, right? You guys like that, Porcupine? Choose your words carefully. And there's one word that will transform your life. There's one word that'll transform your business. And that word, okay, because this is the game that we're playing, and I'm gonna give you the rules to the game today. I'm gonna show you the Spartan system. I can't go through it, because if I go through it, it's like a 2 to 3 day process. But I'm gonna give you the outlines. I'm gonna give you the outline, okay? But this is the word that I want you to remember today. This is what I want you to take away. And that word is believe. Because we live and we die according to beliefs. We marry who we marry according to our beliefs. We dress the way we dress. We live where we live. We drive what we drive. We have what we have because of our beliefs. And myself, being involved with philosophy for over 20 years, I like to define words and know where are these words coming from. B, belief is a Euro-German word. B means being, right? Being. Leaf is love. Love is German for love, which is love. So belief is being in love. You see, if you love your wife, say, I do.
I do.
If you love your husband, say, I do.
I do.
Well, there's a lot less I do's for the women. Okay. I understand. Husbands, we need to do better work here, yes? We got to pick up our standards a little bit. Okay. Now, if you love God, say, I do.
I do.
If you love longevity, say, I do.
I do.
See, it comes naturally, right? So the reason you don't talk about money is because you don't believe yet. Otherwise, it would come naturally. The reason you don't talk to every person about longevity is because you don't believe yet enough. Otherwise, it would come naturally, yes or no?
Yes.
If you love your children, say, I do.
I do.
See how easy this is. So when someone asks you, who are you? Who are you? What do you do? Raise your hand. Somebody, help me out. Doctor, what do you do? Okay. What do you do, hon? In the orange? I love colors. Gail, what do you do? Okay. Sir, Scott, what do you do? Okay, all right. Sweetheart, what do you do?
I'm in the transportation business. I transport people from where they are to where they want.
Okay, so you were on that call about five weeks ago. I like that. Okay. No, that's good, though. That's good. You remember. Okay, Spartans. What do you do, Spartans? You are what? You are what? We are professional network marketers. That's what we are. That's what we are, yes? The book of James, chapter 1, verse 7 says, make your yes means yes and your no's mean no. Yes? You can't be lukewarm. So if you're going to play the game of network marketing, then choose to go pro. And tell people that you are a professional. I am a chiropractor by trade. But when someone asked me, what do? I am a professional network marketer. What is that? I help people become healthy, and I make a lot of money doing it. Can you tell me about it? No, I don't have time. Give me your name and number, and I'll call you tonight. That's it. Cold marketing invitation in 30 seconds. That's all you do. So, my friends, who are you? There's some of you that have never said that in your life. And I see that because you're like speaking in tongues right now. You're like, no, say it again. Say, who are you? That's all. That's all. You don't have to go into the 90 for life. You don't have to explain how to detox your liver. You don't have to go into the how antioxidant. What do you do? Who are you? See, there's a law that says when you know who you are, so will everyone else. And as long as you live a life of duality, right? As long as you are not where you're supposed to be, then no one will ever get to know you. See, one of the greatest challenges is that we can't pay attention. We're here. We are here. There's over 700 people in this room. But I know that some of you are here, but you've already checked out. Some of you are thinking, I'm hungry. Please don't lie, because I've walked around. I've heard the gurgles. Okay. I've heard the rumbling. Who's hungry? Some of you maybe are thinking about your kids. Who's been thinking about their kids? Some of you maybe have been thinking about your downline. No one's hand goes up. Okay. That's a problem, yes? Some of you have been thinking about bills that you're supposed to pay. Debt that you have. Those 1-800 numbers keep coming up on your phone right now. You get like, thank God it's on silence right now, yes? And they're distracting you. See, let me share something, and we're going to do the exercise. You have only a certain amount of what we call, in psychology, attention units. You only have a certain amount of attention units, right? And you're given these attention units when you're born. And when you're born and you're given these attention units, you can focus intently on anything that you like, on anything that catches your attention. Kid, parents, have you ever called your son or daughter, have you ever called their name while they're watching TV? And they don't respond. Isaiah. Oh, yeah, bad dad. Son, did you not hear me? No, I didn't hear you. Did you call my name? How many here have had that experience before? And you're like, son, I'm right next to you. Elijah,